This morning, we're going to get some tips for small businesses helping to navigate during this recovery and help to build financial resiliency. We've got with us financial expert joining us, Christina Rikers. She's here with Square Banking to talk a little bit about that. Christina, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Okay, let's talk a little bit. I guess small businesses, the pandemic really kind of hit the small business in a tough way as well, try to figure out how to modify their operations as well. Give us a little bit of impact that you see that it took place for U.S. small businesses this past year or so.
Yeah, there are three big lessons that we learned this last year. I think one of those biggest takeaways was that small businesses are scrappy and they are resilient. In those early days, we saw restaurants transform into community markets, retailers turn their attention to making cloth masks, and breweries use their equipment to manufacture hand sanitizer. This all really speaks to small businesses and their tenacity. Lesson number two, e-commerce is here to stay. COVID accelerated what was probably inevitable for many businesses, that moved to online. So while some businesses were already on this path, one big trend we saw was that the pandemic made this shift an immediate need for businesses, both large and small. Because cash flow became this immediate concern overnight. Revenue went to zero. At Square, we rolled out solutions like curbside pickup and delivery, and we saw sellers immediately begin to use these safer methods. The third lesson was just how critical financial services can be for businesses, especially the small ones. PPP ended up being a critical lifeline for small businesses. We were ultimately able to help more than 80,000 small businesses access over $1 billion in relief funds. And, you know, I think we heard from our sellers how critical that was during such a time of uncertainty.
Could you take us a little bit as to what Square Banking does, how that works, and the company itself?
Sure. So, you know, as you think about what can make a small business more resilient, we believe better cash flow management is at the heart of it. So to help small businesses more easily manage their cash flow, we launched Square Banking earlier this year. And Square Banking is quite unique because it provides these financial services embedded in the technology small business owners already use to run their business, and it has no fees. Two quite cool components include Square Savings, which is great because it helps sellers automatically set aside a percentage of each sale they make. So while they're going about their day-to-day running their business, they're also putting some money aside. Second is Square Checking. It's connected to our sellers' payments, so they can get instant access to the card sales they process and can immediately spend those funds. And you can imagine this is beneficial. If you're an electrician, you might go to a work site in the morning to see what the job needs, agree on the terms, and charge a customer's credit card, and then you can immediately buy materials for the job.
Wow, that's fascinating to be able to do something that quickly and also just to make sure that you're still sort of saying sort of liquid, I guess, is the word you might want to use for that. Talk about some of the things that are taking place in this year as well, moving forward, maybe some of the changes that they're working on and some of the tips that really can help them succeed and, you know, solidify even through some of the time we're having now.
Yes. So in addition to better cash flow management, the two other steps that I'd recommend for small business owners is get online if you haven't already. Businesses need to continue adapting to changing customer behavior. And being able to do things like pick up online pick up and delivery is essential. Second tip is, given the start-stop nature of the pandemic, small businesses should really seek out services and technology that don't come with contracts or fixed fees. This can help protect their finances in instances where we do see cases flare up or restrictions change.
Travel and tourism is big business here in Northern Ohio, seasonal, of course. Do your principles, your policies, they benefit those kinds of businesses as well?
They do, and I think especially is that last piece, right, of not having contracts or fixed fees. It works out really well for seasonal businesses. You're not paying a monthly fee for hardware or for any of your banking services or for taking payments. It's, you know, any of the costs that do apply to taking payments, for example, are all variable costs. So when you're making money, Square makes a little bit. But when you're not, we're not making any either.
Yeah. Where can people find out some more information about some of the things you've talked about to get them in the right direction?
Head to squareup.com/banking. We also have a number of educational resources on our site for businesses of all sizes.
Sounds good. Christina, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. So we have Christina Reger joining us this morning, Square Banking's head of product, to discuss some of the obstacles that small businesses are facing and some of the things that their company can offer as well.